The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, and welcome to episode 15 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys about the latest K-topics in the K-world, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to share your opinion or something, girl, I don't even know what I'm talking about today, but if you want to just join in the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag How You At You, or you can follow us on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes. So our very first segment is Hot Topics. And this is our segment where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of any of the hot K news that's happened over the past week or so. Anything she thinks that we should know about, talk about. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
So let's start off with BTS. They received a nomination for a Grammy Award for Best Pop Duo Group Performance with Dynamite. They are the first K-pop group, not Korean artist, because they're not first, but they're the first K-pop group to be nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, there was a Korean artist prior to them?
Yeah, I think she was in the classical realm, if I remember correctly. Yes, she won a Grammy for one of her pieces. I think she even posted on her story. I'm really sorry, I can't remember her name, but she posted on her story like congratulations and stuff to BTS. So Big Hit announces that they plan to debut two new girl groups next year. Yes, girl. So one will be via a second season of Island, which you'd be glad to hear because you love some Island, don't you?
Yes.
It's rumored that they're going to be called B:Lift. I don't know how true that is. And the other girl group that will debut will be in collaboration with Source Music. Apparently, they will have like a schoolgirl anime vibe with influences pulled from Sailor Moon. That's going to be like their concept, style/concept. I don't know what that means or what that will look like, but sure, it's different. It's very different.
Interesting.
The both groups, I think, will be under a sub-label called HYBE, so that's HYBE, which was recently trademarked by Big Hit. So this is probably going to be the sub label where all the girl groups will be under, apparently, allegedly.
Interesting.
Very. So keep your eyes out for that. Moving on, G-Dragon is mashing up the internet. That's a, you know, light work for him.
Like, as one does.
As one does. So reason being, his second collaboration with Nike sold out within minutes over 40 countries, causing the Nike site to crash. I didn't even know there was going to be a second release because it's worldwide. As I said, this isn't the first time he's done this. His first collaboration, he did the same thing. He mashed up the internet last year around November, selling out. So the Paranoise 2.0 shoe sold out in seconds in China, and he was trending on Weibo, which is a Chinese social media site. It sold out in 11 minutes in the Philippines, in the US and Canada. They sold out in 6 minutes. And in Italy, they sold out in a couple of seconds.
Jeez.
The shoes were sold out within 20 minutes. In a few countries, the site did crash. So there's certain numbers that haven't been revealed how many shoes were sold yet. But G-Dragon still got it. That is Hot Topics. Again, if you want me to talk about something, then use the hashtag HowYouAtYou or hit us up on social media. Okay, so next up is our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, hot tea. You can send that to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Shay, what you got for me, girl?
Well, our very first unpopular opinion for today is, it's more so a statement, a question, one might say. I don't know. This person said, where is Icon? I would like to know as well.
I was thinking that literally a couple of days ago. I was like, where are they? Because I think last week, one of their videos hit over 450 million views. I can't remember which,
oh my gosh,
what song it was. And I was like, wait, where are they?
I've seen Bobby around. Bobby's been walking around a little bit. He was with Mino for a few stages. And I think he was live. The only part I saw of it where he was talking about like his lip balm.
Okay.
I don't know why. He was really proud. He was like, yeah, I use cocoa butter lip balm.
Okay.
I was like, good to know. But like, where are you guys?
They're in the dungeon. YG dungeon. Maybe they're going to come back next year. Because I do remember after Lehigh left YG, she did like this Q&A thing on 1DK. People were asking about why didn't she come back as often or whatever. And she was saying how within YG, there's like 5 dedicated teams. So technically, there only can be 5 comebacks. At a time. So it could be just the way that it's circling around. So it might circle around to be Icon's time next year.
I guess,
yeah. Because obviously they were wrapping up things with Blackpink and then the whole, all the treasure stuff as well. So maybe next year, hopefully they might come back.
Okay, so our next unpopular opinion is Soyeon, Yoon, Cheetah, Jessie, Lee, I don't know.
L.E.,
Yubin, and Chaeyoung are the best female rappers in K-pop. Fight me if you want. Don't add more. It's my list. It's my opinion.
Oh, okay. Look, I feel attacked.
Same. I butchered those names, though. I'm sorry.
I feel attacked. Okay, let's break this down. Please don't fight me. I'm too pretty to fight. I can't fight. So, Soyeon's from G-Idol.
Okay.
She's basically the main rapper.
The main one that also does like the League of Legends stuff.
Yes, okay. That's her. I feel like she's good. I don't know so much now because I don't really listen to her now, but I do know when she was coming up, like trainee days, like she was the one to watch kind of thing. So I can give props where props are due, but I don't know about content wise because I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm some Korean rap connoisseur. Yeon, she's from CLC. I think the last time I saw her, she had like a blonde bob. I don't know if she still has that.
I can't picture who that is.
She doesn't really stand out to me. She's not necessarily bad. She's not necessarily good in my eyes. She's just there.
Okay, fair enough.
She was also in that that show that made no sense that Mnet had.
The bad girl one?
The bad girls where it looked like they were robbing a bank or something. I don't know.
Let's not talk about it. Let's not. Moving on swiftly. Cheetah. I know Cheetah.
I love Cheetah.
I love her too. I feel like
she's so underrated. And I feel she like, really is. I don't know, like her releases just go under the radar and she doesn't release that much or both. Remember, she won on Pretty Rap Star.
But no one really thinks about that because obviously, Jessie. Like everyone sees Jessie as the... Cheetah's good too, I don't know okay?
how... Yeah, she's good. Jessie is just that B, isn't it? She's just that... Who would that be? Jessie, duh.
Yeah, moving on. Done.
We don't really need to talk about Jessie. I like Jessie. She's my friend in my head.
We did meet her, you know. Like.
Yeah. I was like, hey, girl. She's like, hey. Because the joke is, when we met her, technically, like, I was the first person in the long line of people to meet her, whatever. Well, technically, it was meant to be Shari. Shout out to Shari from Insoluble. Shari was meant to be first, but then she got shook. And then she's like, okay, can you go before me? Shari just pushed me. And she's like, you go first. So I was like, hey, girl, like your outfit. Ew. I don't know what I was doing, but she's my friend in my head. L.E. is from EXID.
Okay.
The rapper. We edit. The rapper.
I know the group, but I can't. Okay. See, that's the problem with like some of these groups. Like after they've sort of separated, you can only think of the main person because I can only.
Fair enough.
I know her actually.
You do know her. You do.
She gives off like very like unni energy. I don't know what that means, but like, I don't know. Like, I feel like she'll come beat up your boyfriend if you're like,
No, she will. Yeah, she will.
Okay.
I feel like she can bar for days. Yeah. I want to see more though, because it's kind of hard to see it in a group setting.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because the song can be a bit limiting, I guess. Yubin is from Wonder Girls. She was also in a season one Pretty Rap Star. I don't know if it was the same season as Jessie. I can't remember.
Wonder Girls as in... Came from Wonder Girls. Sunmi?
Sunmi.
Okay.
When I lost her, when she was on Grand Prix Rapsol, it seemed nice. Mm. Chaeyoung is from Twice.
I can't, once again, I can't picture who this is. But I don't, when I think of Twice, I don't think of rapping.
Yeah, me either. And that's the only thing I'm like, I could be wrong. Maybe there's some like clips during trainee days or other things where she's rapping. But even when she's done, I think she did, there was like a JYP rap stage at one of these award shows and she's rapping. I didn't really care for it, to be honest. To be honest, I'm going to say, oh, that her bars are weak. I don't know because I don't know what she was saying. I'm not going to sit here and act like
I have no clue.
But her flow wasn't for me. It seemed like I was trained to rap vibe.
Okay. I got. Yeah.
But if this person, don't come fight me, but if you want to like pull up receipts and be like, actually, B, you are wrong. Here, 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 she killed it. Then shut me up. I'm very happily.
Yeah, I'll we'll be happy we'll to take be
better. We'll take it. But that's my opinion.
On okay? your opinion.
On your opinion.
The next unpopular opinion is these flat jokes were never and will never be funny. Stop with them because I can name idols who are uncomfortable / block people because of them. I guess just for a bit of context, this person's referring to when people might say, oh, like a female idol is flat chested or has no buttocks.
I was lost.
And then they continued on with this comment saying it's not just an inside joke, it's literally body shaming and should not be okay whether it has malicious intent or not. Don't comment on someone's body.
I agree with this because just taking idols out of it, I hate when people are like, oh my god, this is skinny, innit? This is skinny. And it's just like, why?
I didn't realise.
Like, thanks for that. It's like when people say, oh my god, you're so short. Yeah, I know. Now, how do we move on from this?
It's quite like, and one, it's, like, yeah, you can humour it a bit, but it's like, I didn't realise, wow, thank
especially
you.
When I don't, and you have to remember, like, half, some people feel like they know idols, like, you're not their friend, they don't know you. So it's like someone randomly coming up to you going, oh my gosh, you didn't wax your eyebrows, I can see your unibrow. Like, that's my inside joke because they're not inside in the joke.
Yeah.
They don't know you.
Mm-mm. And also, I think another thing that has to be taken into consideration, not speaking for the whole population, but Koreans compared to Western audiences and places typically have very different body types, sizes, and their bodies are just different. So what might look really like, oh, too skinny for you, quote unquote, too skinny or too slender for you is kind of normal for them. And that might just be how they're built in comparison to what we're used to seeing in Western media. But also, like, it's someone's body. Like, that's just how they're built. Yeah. They can't change it. So don't be mean. Mind your own business, okay? Jesus.
You ain't my business? Don't do it.
Don't do that. So our next unpopular opinion is we need to stop treating idols like gods and treat them like human beings.
I agree. It kind of ties in with the previous opinion. Some of y'all, man, you guys give me headache. It doesn't help that they're called idols, by the way.
Exactly. That's one of the things that I found so weird when I first got into K-pop.
Yeah.
Like the only time I would ever say idol or think of the word idol was thinking about American Idol back in the day. Like that would be the only time that I would, but now I'm like, yeah, this idol and that idol. And I'm just like, why? Who okayed this?
Yeah, I don't. But yeah, stop, guys. They're just humans. You don't even know. I've said this before. You don't know them. Yeah, we agree.
Yeah, and one of the things like that, what that's just brought to mind for me is the other day. I think it was a clip of Mamamoo and they were doing like some sort of radio interview situation. And one of the members, I don't remember who it was, but she must have got up and she kind of looked like she was experiencing like period cramps, like she was rubbing her belly. And then she got up and tried to, if you're a girl, you know, like you might try and get your friend to check you just to make sure like you're good, no red flags. Mm-hmm. But like so many people are like shocked and like surprised. And it's like they are still humans with human bodily functions.
I've always wondered that though, like when an idol's going through their time with their mom, how they deal with that whilst being at the height of promotions, because I would just want to lie on the floor.
Honestly. But I've heard a few different things, because some of them, I've heard things like a lot of female idols missed cycles, or their cycles are really like messed up, or like some of them just won't get them monthly, like every month, because of like the high levels of stress or their diet changing, the like all of it. Some of them have to take like delayers and stuff, but that's crazy. And like, especially with the tiny clothes that they wear and everything, and oh God, no.
Can you imagine the time you're on, like, okay, this time your concept, we're going for that angelic look. So to wear white.
Oh, white. I was the anxiety.
And that's the end of Say What. Why did I say it like that? But anyway, you know what I mean. So we're gonna move on to our K-pop dilemma. Again, you can send your dilemmas to the same email, howut@gmail.com. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, girls. So I decided to go to Korea last month. Okay. No comment. Okay, so I decided to go to Korea last month because flights were cheap and I was booked. Girl, we're in a pandemic. Okay, sorry. Let me chill. I honestly thought I was going to be able to turn up and get lit, but everything was pretty much closed. No, you don't say.
Like, what gave it away?
Oh, my days. Okay, but I did match some cuties online, so... fingers crossed. Okay, let me just finish because I'm getting angry. So fingers crossed. But are y'all ready for the plot twist of it? There's more.
Oh, that wasn't the plot twist?
Okay, but are y'all ready for the plot twist of it all? I didn't tell my mom and dad that I was going. So they think that I'm at school. For context, I live on campus at my school. How do I tell them? Just to summarize, because I did take breaks. This girl, she went to Korea last month. Flights were cheap. She thought she was going to be able to turn up and get crunk. But of course, because we're in a pandemic, everything's closed. She's been matching with some cuties, so she's hopeful that there might be a little lituation that might come along. Plot twist. Her parents think she's at school because she lives on a school campus and she wants to know how she should tell them.
Wow.
Child. Anyway, listen, why? This is not the time to be thinking, oh, I'm bored. I want to get crunk. And first of all, in the pandemic, cases are going to rise because everything's getting colder and there's like, flu stuff around, so everything's going to be very confusing because you don't know if it's like cold, flu, or flipping corona or something else. All of that's going around, and if you've been watching the news, you will know that cases have been rising everywhere. So I don't know why you thought this was such a good idea. Why don't match these random people? You don't know what they've got.
Well, this one, I don't know if my maternal sense has just kicked in, but this child done what? And her poor parents, when they... Why?
That's, like, very dangerous.
When you get to Korea right now, like, one, it doesn't really make sense of everything that's going on. Two, you have to quarantine for, like, 2 weeks.
Yes, how long are you staying? Are you alone? Still there? Like,
you have to... You're going to have... Your trip's going to be, like, 2 weeks plus. So, I don't know how you're going back to school. Maybe you... I don't know how your school built. Maybe it built different.
Well, she's staying on campus and she can quarantine in her room when she's back.
I guess, but, like,
That's very inconsiderate, first of all. Second, I'm going to guess... I don't know how old you are. Because I don't know where this person's situated. I'm going to guess you're, like, 18. And maybe your school is, like, uni, college. Because
You shouldn't have done that. Like, the world is gonna get better soon. You're gonna be able to turn up. Now is not the time to gallivant to a foreign land
You just have to tell them. Mm-mm. They're gonna hear noise either way because sorry. I'm just gonna be real. This was very stupid. So you need to tell your parents where you are.
Tell them, please.
I hope someone from whatever country you're from knows where you are, because that's very dangerous. Like, at least one person, an aunt, a cousin, older cousin, someone.
Yeah, like you should be checking in with someone.
Yeah, that day. I hope some at least one person knows where you are. If that one person does know and they're close to your family, maybe have this conversation with them, because they might be they might find a way of how your parents operate. That's easy. You're still gonna get in trouble either way, but like a smooth way to break it down to tell them that you're in.
I understand that you're young, you might like have just wanted a spontaneous trip, but time and a place, okay? Read the room.
This is not the time.
Oh, good.
Good luck.
Yeah. So that's the end of that. That's the end of Say What. Remember, guys, that you can send in your unpopular opinions to us on socials or emails at halut@gmail.com. Shanice is still shaking her head.
I'm sorry. That is so irresponsible. It and then really you're going to meet people as well. You really think you're going to go to people in Korea to turn up? Are you all right? You're actually not okay. You can turn up in your room, have a Zoom party, turn off the lights, flick on and off the lights as club lights. Like, are you all right? Like, you're not okay? You're actually not okay. I'm very disappointed. I'm disgusted. Yeah. Terrible. Tell your parents. Tell someone. They need to know where you are. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
All jokes aside, like, be sensible, be safe.
I'm not joking.
And it's come to the time of the show where it is now time for On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know anything that we've been listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
So on my radar, it's actually not out yet, but BoA is coming back.
Oh, wow.
Queen BoA. Yeah, so she will be back. On the 1st of December, she'll be dropping an MV for Better. Oh. And I don't know, BoA just gives me, she gives me just vibes, queen she vibes. Does. And I'm sorry, I feel like she's really not respected. Like, I feel like people sleep on her. I'm like, you can't sleep on the queen of K-pop. Doesn't make any sense.
Have some respect, kids. Please. Come on.
But yeah, she'll be back on the 1st of December, and it'll be at 6 p.m. Korean time or 9 a.m. GMT.
Oh, wow. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, so on my radar, it's still quite fresh for me, so it's hard to process and talk about, but Kai had his solo debut.
Congratulations, finally.
I know, I'm meant to be like a committed wife. I didn't stay up on purpose to wait for the music video to come out. But my insomnia knew, okay? So I was awake, I watched it, like, whatever time in the morning it came out. And it was an experience. It was beautiful. It was art. It was lovely.
Did you watch the film as well?
I watched everything. I think the film came out prior.
First? Yeah.
And then the MV came out. And, yeah, it's all beautiful. Long overdue, but patience pays off.
Worth the wait.
Definitely.
Well done, Kai. Did you see that video of him like being so overwhelmed and he was crying?
Yeah, so cute. Let's not. He's just been really amazing lately. Well, in general, but all the content that we're getting of him lately, because I think he's also on a show. I know it's not Return of Superman, but basically he was looking after his niece and nephew.
I Live Alone. Is it I Live Alone?
Maybe something along those lines. But he was looking after his niece and nephew. And like, just really quickly, but it was so funny because I guess obviously as a family, they're super proud of him and everything. And apparently when the kid's at the grandma's house, the grandma will just like play his like fan cams all day. So they were at his house and then he was like, oh, do you want to like watch me perform? Like, this fan cam's really cool. And they're like, we saw it. Grandma plays it all the time. Like, we've already seen it. And then like, he was trying to perform for them on the sofa, but they weren't here for it.
So that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And remember, guys, you can send us your unpopular opinions, stories, or requests, or even dilemmas to halut@gmail.com or at us on socials.
Yes, so I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at TheKWay_100 on Instagram.
And until then, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.